Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XA Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise. My name is Chris, and tonight I am joined once again in our lovely studio by my best friend, James D. Downey.
Hello.
D, it's once again just so pleasurable having you here.
Thank you. So pleasurable.
Thank you for being here on what is episode 34 of the XA Gaming Podcast on what is January 20th. 2018.
There you go. We're already well into January.
Well into January. New year. Yep. Third week of the new year.
It's a bit depressing,
is upon us. It kind of is, yeah. Blue Monday has passed us.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Blue Monday.
D, it is a cold night.
It is quite chilly. It's been a cool week.
We have, the past two podcasts we've done, we became very much favorable of shooting the podcast in the AM.
Yeah, morning podcasts.
And we were planning on keeping that going, keeping that strong, holding strong with that tradition until this week.
Until somebody had to work.
It is now 10:30 p.m.
You should have said 10:30. Well, it would have been sweet.
It's 10:30.
No one has to know. There are no windows in here.
That's very true. That's kind of depressing too.
Yeah.
10:30 at night. We are getting ready to hit the town green with this one. What kind of a week have you just had? Tell me. How I'm going to introduce this from now on.
Tell me.
Well, kind of. Okay. Not like, okay. Oh, how's your week been? That's cool though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I want something new. Like, D, what'd you do? Or
what happened?
Perfect.
Let me think. This week I did...
Before you start, can I...
Why would you... Okay, sorry. No. Before you do that, let me do something. Why would you ask me the question? Why would you say,
before you ask, me up? Can I go ahead? I just want to point out that we are now drinking. The budget is stretched. And we have went from Monster to sugar-free stimulation drink titled Evolve.
Evolve.
It is another level.
Oh,
apparently.
Good.
19p of candy can only lead to good things. Now, getting back to you, let me do you help you. D, tell me about your week.
Thank you, Christopher, for that warm introduction. Oh, it has been a cold week. See what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I did there? Yeah. A little wordplay for you. What happened this week is basically a little snow. Well, a lot of snow came down and the country shit itself. Not for the first time.
It did.
It snowed quite a bit on Tuesday. I am a big fan of snow.
Are you?
I love snow.
Yeah.
Even whenever it hinders me, it took me an hour and a half to get home from work Tuesday night. It only takes me like 45 minutes. And that didn't bother me one bit because the whole way home I was just like, it's fucking snowing, all right.
Yeah.
Love it, man.
I'm the total opposite to you. Like, I'm not total opposite. I love snow.
You're a monster.
But... I'm the Grinch. Well, the Grinch likes snow, I think. He lived in snow.
That was out of necessity.
Did the Grinch like snow?
I'm not sure. Let's ask him. I'll tweet him.
But I enjoy it at like, you know, times that you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. It's like the song. Since you've no place to go.
Let us know, let us know, let us know.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of a different song.
So, yeah. Your regular commute to work took you...
Took me nearly doubled it, like...
Thrust as long.
Exactly, yeah. Doubled it, actually. Yeah. But, no, I love seeing the snow. Like, and I got the following day, I got to work from home because the roads were treacherous. So it wasn't reasonable. Which is interesting because I was kind of like, oh, I'll just work from home. But maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago before the internet was in its sort of prime, it would have been like, no, I can't make it to work.
That's it? No working from home? No work today?
Go fuck yourself. Can't get in?
Was it a busy day working from home? Or was it...
It's been a quiet week, actually, for work, which is good.
Could you work from home in your bed?
Yes. Not saying I did, but I could.
But I may have.
Yeah, like, I mean, you're just on your laptop, so. Well, I actually was on the PC, so. No, but I could have been on the laptop.
On the PC.
You see, huh? Yeah. PC Master Race.
Don't go there, D. No.
Okay. I couldn't even go there because.
Well, you're pretty top spec with your PC, like.
I don't know if I am or I amped. Is that a word?
I think you aren't.
I amn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I amn't.
You amn't not. Tell me more about your week then.
So basically, it was work. And then I got back into playing games.
What did you play this week?
I played...
Since this is the XSEC Gaming Podcast.
Yeah, I played... I think it's the same games I was talking about last week. The Witcher 3 and State of Decay.
Yes.
Although this week, a lot more emphasis on Witcher. Because it's a very good game, and I kind of got more drawn into it. And I'm dedicating like hours and hours after work to it. You know, finding the time. Finding the time, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm finding the time.
You're making the time.
I'm making the time.
Good. That's good.
So I'm enjoying that. But the flip side of that is it feels like I didn't really do much this week because I kind of committed a lot of the free time I had into playing the game.
Yeah.
Did I do anything of real note, Chris? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know from the start, you know?
Then the answer to that would be a definitive no.
Oh, fantastic.
Nothing of note.
No?
No. Let me think. No.
No. I had a quite productive week.
Wow, great, great.
So we last met on... Was it Sunday? No, it was Saturday.
It was Saturday morning, yeah.
Saturday morning, we did the podcast. After that, I can't remember what I did after that. Did we do anything after the podcast?
We went and got food.
We did.
Went to FT.
Yeah. What about that experience for you? Because I never really got talking to you about the food experience.
Fire Trucks. Yeah. It was good. Like, I mean, it was a good
meal.
I think
I remember it just being average.
I think it was pretty good, like.
Pretty average.
We got the Supreme FT, didn't that we got?
Yeah, it was like a Philip Burger and the Chicken Supreme.
Yeah.
The Philip Burger, like, he asked me, did I want coleslaw on the burger? And I obviously went, yeah, because I like having everything on my burger. But it felt like all he gave me was a box of coleslaw.
I mean, Chris,
you did say
you want a coleslaw, Chris.
Yeah, but I just wanted, like, I was a little bit disappointed with it, to be fair.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Fire Tux is an institution that was begun in Newry. And Yuri, for some whatever reason, has a full-on obsession with coleslaw.
Do they?
Oh yeah, it's on everything. It's a side for every meal. Every chicken curry, coleslaw on the side.
No way.
Okay, no, that's an exaggeration.
But they love coleslaw.
They do love coleslaw. Wow, you get plenty of coleslaw.
That, it's not a food.
It's always on your burger, which I didn't think it was a standard on a burger.
Coleslaw. Like a beef burger?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Chicken burger.
Don't know if I'd like it on a beef burger.
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever had coleslaw on a beef burger. Don't know how it would work.
It would just be delicious. Chicken burgers then. I don't know. I just know I've often had to like ignore like a little dish of coleslaw to put in my meal. I'm just like, why is this here?
Yeah.
It never. The thing is, it didn't specify coleslaw because it's just it's like a salad being on the plate. It's just like put there because it's a thing people eat apparently.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Well, that's why you got so much coleslaw, Chris.
That's why I got so much coleslaw. But yeah, after that, the Sunday I was back to work. Actually, yeah, work Sunday, I think.
My God.
Yeah, I finished.
You hedonist bastard.
I finished early on
no
Sunday.
No respect for Sabbath.
Did nothing that evening. Monday, I was off? No, I was.
Dying.
I'm so confused. The week has been kind of a blur. It started snowing really heavily on Tuesday. That be right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Monday evening, there was quite a bit of snow.
Yeah, it was a bit of snow.
Yeah, and then Tuesday morning, I woke up, and I didn't even notice the snow because it was dark when I woke, obviously, and didn't notice it, went to go out to the car, and next thing I was like, holy shit, look at the amount of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I was actually leaving the house, it was absolutely coming down with snow. Like, it was properly...
It was absolutely snowing.
It was like white with snow.
Yeah.
And... The thing, it looked like a bloody blizzard. It was mad. Like, made it into work, and I knew then there would be a chance that I would have to go home early, which I ended up doing because the snow just got far too heavy. It was actually my boss's first day back from holiday, and I greeted him with, "Hey, good to see you back. I'm leaving now.
I'm out of here.
Gotta go." So that was fun. Left work. I was actually off the next day, so I got like a day and a half off, which was really, really nice.
Yeah,
got home
nice.
That evening, and I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do. Since I have the time now, I'm going to get stuck into the recording I have to get done. Get it done and out of the road. That'll be great. So came in, went and trained, did everything I had to do. And then I was like, right, time to start recording. I think I texted you actually before I did, or as I definitely put it up in our story. I'm not entirely sure. No, I texted you after.
I think, yeah. I got a notification after.
Jumped into it. It was going so well. It was like one of those... players, which is going really, really well. I was good in the mic.
It was all just working for you?
Yeah, I did a couple of like test runs and everything was really, really nice. Everything was working. The Elgato didn't fuck up or anything. There was no issues with my audio. And then was just about to continue it. Made myself a coffee, flying through it, and next thing, bang, power outage.
It's all gone.
Everything just, the whole Caledon line just went down. nothing left. And from what I gather, then, good part of Derry Noose.
Well, yeah, we got it too.
Yeah, went in the darkness.
Yep.
I think because of the snow. I'm assuming because of the snow. I think it was very heavy on a lot of the lines and just like pulled them down or something.
Apparently.
There's a lot of trees down there.
Interested to know this.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like whenever there's like a tree or something.
Yeah.
And the snow on the tree and the two lines are touching, say like a branch in that tree.
Yeah.
The snow will act as a conductor.
Yeah.
So it'll let the two lines touch.
No way.
Yeah, and that's what causes to go out. Temporarily, normally.
That's you know, they make
short blackouts. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think that's what it is.
Now I know that.
Yeah, or it's, it could be false. I was told that by like an unauthoritative source. And I'm choosing to believe it. And you should choose to believe me.
Right. Well, that was... it went well up until that. Power went off. So it was actually kind of cool because it was like one of the first times like in a while my whole family's been at home and we kind of just all sat in the living room. The fire was on. It was really, really nice. Lit a couple of candles and everybody just sat there just kind of having the crack.
Yeah. Power came back on.
Literally power came back up and everyone just everyone just spread throughout the house once again. Didn't go back to recording. I was like, no, I'm off tomorrow. I'll get it done. Didn't get it done. Snow was still pretty heavy. Went and got some food, actually.
Mm.
That's when I discovered the Monster Ultra Violet, which is the purple can of Monster drink.
I love the way it's like...
It's not violet.
It's violet. It's a purple can.
It's a purple can.
It's called violet.
Pretty good. I've seen a couple of people that we follow on Instagram have had it. And obviously I know these things are like widely available in most cities and, you know, proper countries and stuff. It's not with us, so it was a big deal when I found it. It was very nice. It was a grape flavored. So it was a grape soda.
Grape soda.
Had that. Got myself a Waterses. Two-piece fillet box.
Yep.
For some food.
Just after one of them.
That was very, very nice as well, actually. Chilled out the rest of that evening. Went to work the next day. Nothing exciting happened at work. Then, this is the interesting part of my week starting now, okay? So I was off on the Friday, and at Thursday at work, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and I was like, God, you need a haircut. So I was like, right, I got to get my haircut. So I knew of a barber's that had opened a wee while back called the Main Man Grooming. The main man, barber and grooming. We now
Main spelled M-A-N-E.
As in lion mane. It's pun. Terrific, right? There is the business card now hanging proudly on our wall.
Those viewers were 4K TV. We'll be able to spot that. You'll have to
zoom in. We might. Well, can we zoom in? Can you zoom into that?
No. I'd have to get up and do it.
No, but I mean like in post.
Can't do post.
Well, it's there anyway, yeah. Okay? So I made an appointment with this guy, right? Now, I'm always a little bit apprehensive before I go to get my haircut.
Yeah, all the time. Always.
Because so at the end of the day, you literally just picked out like three.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Three really nice sweets there.
We got an umbrella, we got a cupcake, and we got a jigsaw piece.
Yep, jigsaw piece.
Or a
hashtag.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Because barbers, at the end of the day, they don't realize the power they have. They can fuck up your world.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely for at least 3 weeks until your hair grows back.
Indefinitely.
At least until your hair grows back.
Well, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's always that apprehension, okay? So I made an appointment with this guy and everything was good. Next morning I woke up, I was like, got to get my hair cut, feel good. It's got to be good, okay? I know you're kind of looking at me now going, it's a pretty sick cut. It is a pretty sick cut.
I know what you think.
So I went into Armagh, he was just open, so I went in. I was the first person in, I think.
My God.
Must have been the first person in.
Early morning.
Now, D, I have to say, okay, this barber's is an awesome place, okay? I've been to a lot of barbers, and a lot of the time I go in and I'm kind of like, oh, okay, it's pretty okay.
I go into a lot of barbers.
It's about the experience, though, like, you know? I want to feel comfortable in a place that's going to change the way I look outside of the place.
Yep.
Walked in, very nice and setting. He's got some really, really cool artwork on the wall. And I actually asked him about it. Turns out his uncle is like a graphic designer or something.
Cool.
Made him these pieces. Really, really nice. Lions.
Me and. Got it.
Sat down. Turns out he kind of knew of the podcast, was talking away about the podcast. That's really, really...
That's really fucking cool.
It's really cool, actually. Yeah, very, very cool for us. Because I think it's just... It shows a lot of... character? No. It's like
the main man has great character.
He does. It's like
based on the podcast he chooses to listen to.
Basically, what it is like, I forget what I'm trying to say. It's like he made the effort to know about his client.
Oh, he does research. I mean?
He does his research, market research. You know, he may never have listened or will never listen to another podcast again.
Doesn't matter.
But the point is, he knew that we did podcast, asked me a little bit about it. You know, good back and front. It wasn't just an awkward, like, me sitting there getting my haircut, you know.
Like most of my haircuts.
It was a very, very, very enjoyable experience, do you have to say. Highly, highly recommend this guy. His name is Gavin. I'm going to say, I don't think I'm going to pronounce his name.
Man, you should just went, his name is Gavin.
His name is Gavin. Can't pronounce his second. I think it's Moir. Or Moore. Or Mir. M-O-I-R. Main Man Grooming. It's on the Newry Road, up beside the filling station that's up on the Newry Road. And it's awesome. It's a great place. 100% definitely recommend it. Was talking about some podcasts that he recommends we watch, actually, and listen to. And I'm going to tell you about those after, because I'm not going to tell you about them here now. We'll talk about them.
Confidential stuff.
But 100%, Gavin, thank you for the awesome haircut. I said I'd mention him on the podcast. Yeah, that's like the best haircut I've gotten, like, ever. And
I concur.
My new barbers, by the way.
Your hair looked like
so
ass.
I would be, yeah, I know. 3 weeks. So, I'm sorry, I wasn't bringing the style that we normally have to the table, dude. You know, we're all about class and style, as you can see here. Yeah. You know, it's like grating on fucking kitchen roll.
But you leave that alone. It works.
But I had an awesome haircut. Then what else did I do the rest of the week? Do you want to talk about?
I imagine you just stared into the mirror.
Yeah, no, I did.
Just constantly. Wow. What like that clean cut.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what we watched during the week? Because I got some honorable mentions.
How about I talk about what you watched and you talk about what I watched?
Yeah, sure.
Christopher watched some... Fuck.
Okay. No,
Babylon 5.
Yeah, he did, actually. Okay, so like I said to you, I'm not going to dwell on it too much, but I finished the US Office, polished it off. Excellently.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thoroughly enjoyed it. 100%. Moving on, though, because I'm not going to dwell on that. Do you know what I watched?
And surprise me.
I can't recommend it other than the fact that you should watch it to see how bad it is. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
I've seen the start of it.
Yeah.
Turned it off.
I mean, there's very little good about that movie. Now, I'm a big Seth MacFarlane fan. I just like his comedy.
I kind of like it.
I do. I like his comedy.
I like Seth MacFarlane whenever he's not full on Seth MacFarlane. Whenever there's other people involved to sort of, what do you call that? Taper him in? Keep him from just being...
Yeah, like, yeah.
Full on Seth MacFarlane is a bit much.
Yeah. Well, I...
The early seasons of Family Guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I thoroughly thought I was going to enjoy this. It just turned out to be a really kind of weird movie overall. Myself and Ash watched it and it was kind of just like, what is this? Mm-hmm. You know? It was like Liam Neeson's in it.
I know.
And he doesn't even make an attempt to hide his Ballymena accent.
Ballymena?
He honestly does. He's supposed to be like, you know, this cowboy in like Arizona. Like the
I'm
like
a cowboy.
That's literally what it was. We girl. Honestly, that's the way he was talking. I was like, it was kind of throwing me off, but at the same time, I was like, maybe it's supposed to be this bad?
Maybe. Maybe he's an Irish cowboy.
I mean, it was an okay film, but I highly recommend you watch it to see how bad it is. I also started 10 years on. Myself and Ashton sat down and we started Breaking Bad.
My God.
10 years on, D, from that show aired.
From it started?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I wouldn't have initially, but now to think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty mental.
Well, there you go. We started it last night, episode one. Forgot how good the first episode even was. Like, it just throws you straight in, and it's excellent.
It's great, actually.
I very much look forward to polishing that off again. And something else, Dee, right? Tell me this. Have you heard of, been watching, or kept up with Derry Girls?
No.
So Derry Girls is a new show. I think we're like three episodes in now to be shown. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like...
It's the 1980s in Derry.
Yeah. Is it early 90s? I think it's early
90s. Oh, okay. It's the late 80s and early 90s.
The early 90s. Derry Girls. It's like... I mean, I want to say it's like the Irish in-betweeners.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of, I can't really comment.
Once again, it was recommended by my barber.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Said he's been watching. Said if you watch like the first episode or two, you'll love it. It's like one of those like kind of guilty pleasures. I haven't been watching it. I think my brother's actually been watching it.
My mother wants to watch it.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to like taking an interest in
it. I came in from work the other night and caught like the tail end of episode 3. And I was just like, I don't really get it. But, I mean, there you go. Apparently one of the girls who plays like, one of the girls is like 30 playing like a 15-year-old.
Right enough?
Yeah.
Metal.
And she passes for 15.
Fucking hell.
I do. I kind of want to watch it to see what everybody's talking about.
I mean, it's probably a good show, like, so many people are going on about it.
I think I could kind of relate to it in a way.
You know? It's fairly local.
Yeah, it's just off the road.
Just off the road. You know?
So maybe we'll do like an XA tour of Derry for Derry Girls.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. A show that neither of us has watched. We're going to drive to Derry and do a tour. Nah, go on. Yeah, we'll do that. So
yeah.
We'll hop in the car and do it tonight.
While we're up there, we'll see if we can scoot on up to Ballymena and face
You don't know where Ballymena is.
Ballymena's Antrim, isn't
Derry,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just on up in the North Sea.
Isn't like the like most northern point of Ireland like Malinhead or Malin Point or something?
Yeah.
Which is in Antrim. Oh, like, is it not?
Donegal is northern.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought Antrim was the most northern point. It shows you what I know about our country. So I assumed it was in... So Malinhead's in Donegal?
I haven't a clue. I
thought Malinhead was Antrim. And Antrim is where Ballymena is. And Ballymena is where Liam Neeson is. Yeah. Well, he may not be there now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but no.
We'll see an Irish cowboy.
An Irish cowboy.
Honest to God, just terrible. But yeah, watched Breaking Bad. Do you watch anything this week?
Yes.
What do you watch?
Futurama.
Wow, still going.
Yeah, still going. Back into the like newest episodes, final season episodes. They're really fucking good. Don't let nobody tell you no different.
I won't.
Okay. But they're really fucking good. Like I'm really enjoying them. They're like as funny, easily as funny as the older stuff. Like
I thought whenever they came back, they were kind of just, you know, like what's that expression? Like whipping a dead horse or flogging.
Yeah, flogging a dead horse. Whipping. I don't know why that sounds so much funnier. Whipping a dead horse.
Whipping a dead horse or milking a dry cow or something like that. You know?
Yeah. No, like, I mean, like, they're still got fucking quality stuff to bring to the table, like, and I've enjoyed basically every episode of watch.
Are they still going with this?
No, it's ended, like, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. But they might be back in some film sometime. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. As long as they'll come back for another season.
It's, like, one of those things where they're like, yeah, we want to come back. Definitely want to come back. We're not done yet.
I think I'm going to enjoy it, because I'm looking for something now to get back into. Breaking Bad's not going to be something I watch regularly.
It's not lighthearted enough to watch. To
definitely not.
Office,
and like. I'm only going to watch it whenever I'm with Ashton as well, so there's not much point in me watching it.
Other shows, Chris, that would be good replacements for The Office.
Yes.
One of them, and I'm watching both of these, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, season 4.
I've got caught up with season 1, 2, and 3, so I just haven't seen any of 4.
I'm talking about season 4, though.
Is it good?
So far, very good. Muy excelente. Muy caliente.
Very thoroughly good. Enjoyed the first 3 seasons. Don't know if it's like a show that I'm dying to get back into, though.
I think you will be.
It didn't grip me as much as, like, say... I came off The Office and was like waiting for another season. I think I'd definitely be like, oh, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm just like, I think too much time has passed. And now I'm just
meh.
It'll probably just take me getting back into it. I really want to watch, what's that one you always, the other one you always talk about?
I'm about to talk about it right now because I've been watching it again.
What is it?
Parks and Recreation.
That's it.
Yeah.
I really want to watch Parks.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Yeah, the fans, we fans call it Parks and Rec, Chris. We like to shorten things, abbreviate things. P&R.
P&R.
Yeah, I'm watching it again, sort of from the very, very start. Watched the first 2 episodes this morning, actually, and fucking falling right back into it.
Yeah.
Very good. It's very, very good.
Watching this morning before work?
Today's Saturday.
Oh, so it is, actually.
Man, you are. You're all over the place today, boy.
Yeah, I really am.
I watched the first 2 episodes of it, which like its first season is the weakest by far.
Yeah.
But I'm already like just seeing the characters again. Like they're such good characters. Excellent. So I'm really excited to get.
How many
back
seasons
into
of it is there?
7.
Okay.
But it's kind of like The Office. The first season is short.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second season is a lot better.
Yeah.
And then
it just continually grows.
Pretty much gets better and better.
Okay, yeah. 6, I look forward to that then too. I just need to get back into something. I've got like the Office blues now, you know.
Hey, Office blues. Yeah, that's pretty much the TV shows I've been watching. Did I watch any films? No. But I do intend on watching films again.
Yeah?
I kind of want to get like a, kind of like a, like a, maybe like a 50, 10, 10, a top 10 of the 50 best movies. No, like a list of like 50 great films. Like you used to have a poster on your wall.
Yeah.
Of all these movie quotes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to watch like all the movies?
I think it'd be good to watch like a bunch of films.
Okay, I'll send you a picture of the poster then.
Okay. I'll not watch any of them.
No, I'll blur all of that. And you got to just assume, you know. I'll just send you the quotes, actually, and you can just
watch. Yeah, work it out. Yeah. That's good. We should do that. We should have them popping up here. Why do I make promises I know I can't keep?
It's what we do. Home of the empty promise. Did you get up to anything else this week? Or is that like the highlight of it? Will you do me a favor as well? Will you pull your mic slightly closer to you? I feel like I'm either too loud on this.
You know what happened?
Or you're at the right loudness. And now
you know what happened?
See, that's perfect now.
I leaned back.
Oh, you did. So I can't lean back. Well, I can.
It's kind of like you can't really hear me, but then you hear me really clearly. You can't really hear me anyway, but then you hear me really clearly.
It's like you're on a motorbike flying by.
No, nothing else this week, I really.
Just, yeah.
It's been quiet, but it's been good quiet.
Good.
Comfortable quiet.
I had a couple other things that I thought I was going to mention on podcast, but I vented enough to you in the car about those things, so we're not going to bring those up. Let me see. I got to go through. I made this list. No, I think that's Purple Monster. The snow. Yeah, no, that's pretty much
it. Don't worry, as soon as you move on to the next segment, I'm going to remember all the things I meant to mention. Don't worry about it.
I need to do something, though, before we move on to our news for this week. I need to give a couple of shout-outs to people who have been in contact with us this week, even if it's just to say hello, Dee, because our goal this year is to build ourselves quite a community. Not even a massive community, but a community of people who we know listen regularly, or you know, keep up to date with what we're at regularly, and you know, are interacting with us, and we can talk to them and just have a laugh with them, talking about pretty much anything, you know. And that is kind of like our overall goal this year, you know. Not even to you know, for a lot of people, it could be like, oh, I want like a million views.
Yeah. No, we don't even care about views.
We don't care about the views.
We even watch it, you know. Just
vote. But no, we really do. We just want to kind of build ourselves a community that we know that people are actually watching and listening on a regular basis, which it really has the past little while seemed like it's getting that way.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
You know, so it's very, very nice to see. Firstly, Hit the Snake, obviously, the guys that you kind of know more of than I do.
Yeah.
Guys from Cork, I think.
Irish YouTubers from Cork.
YouTubers from Cork. I want to say thank you to those guys for dropping a couple of... Well, a question that we're going to read out later on, but obviously for keeping up to date with what we've been up to. Obviously to Gavin, the main man barber, because he clearly knows a little bit about XA Gaming himself.
Pony.
Also said he was actually going to have one of our podcasts on this TV when I came in to get my haircut. I was like, that would have been some hospitality. Sweet. I think that would have been too weird for me, though.
Yeah, you don't like to send your own voice. Remember what you said?
Yeah.
Christopher Callan, if you hear your own voice on television,
you will literally shit yourself.
Quote unquote.
Oh, I must find that, actually. Yeah. That'd be fucking fantastic. I want to say a big thank you to Jody Short for getting in touch with us this week with another question that I think you'll very much enjoy. Now, I've had a bit of time to ponder this one.
Oh, I haven't seen this, have I not?
No, you haven't.
Right, okay.
But thank you, Judy, for that one. And for keeping up and just sending us good wishes in the last kind of podcast that we did as accent. Really, really nice. Appreciate that. To Deal and Ross Byrne, the two Burns brothers.
The Burns brothers.
Now, I know there is Burns brothers that have like a construction kind of business in Castlevania. It's not those guys.
I don't think people are going to confuse that.
You never know.
Maybe not, actually. Yeah, maybe
if you're lining up with a contract, guys, just go with it. Go with it. Because, D, I tell you for why these two guys.
Tell me, wafer.
I had an awful friggin' rant to you in the car about something earlier. And
yeah.
I kind of ranted to... I ranted to Ashley about the same thing and to both these guys. I messed them.
Anyone who would listen.
Pretty much. I was so annoyed and caught up in the whole thing. And I know these two guys coming from their kind of backgrounds now. They were...
Construction.
Construction.
Right?
Construction.
Yeah.
Level 3 construction ears. I knew that they could kind of, you know, just settle the head a bit and just give me a bit of... Yeah. Steer me in the right direction. Pleasure as always talking to those guys just about random stuff during the week as well. And to Deal for stealing all our ultraviolet monsters.
Yeah,
we know it was you. We know it was you. We actually think we're actually going to have him on podcast. Whatever we can pencil.
There you go. There you go. You've put it on. You've put it live on the interwebs.
Put it live. No going back now.
No.
Thank you to Andrea Shane, because she is going to draw us something fantastic for the studio, but I'm not going to ruin it yet. Lethal artist, lethal animator. Go and check out our page. Yep. We probably won't put it in the description because we always forget to do that kind of
stuff.
I'll
write it down.
But if need be, I can tag her in the stuff that we put on our social media. And whenever it's finally done, we'll have it on display and it's going to be awesome. Thank you for that. Think I'm definitely forgetting something. If you got in contact with us this week, just everybody that we've been talking to and everybody who's been creeping the stories and getting involved in
creeping,
the
polls, I like that.
We see
not you watching, not watching, creeping.
They're lurkers, lurking in the stories. Even if I just said hello to you out and about in passing, or whatever. Thank you very much for taking the time to jump into the stories, catch up with what's going on. It's been awesome, and obviously building the community is what we want to do. We want to hear more from you guys. Keep sending us the questions, just even if it's just a random question during the week, and we'll store it. We'll keep it in the bank. Oh, to the guys from It's Obvious in America, the other podcast as well.
the podcasters from America.
The guys we listen to very regularly as well, yep. And keep up to date with a lot of their stuff was sent a question to them during the week, and their kind of host, Garrett, was more than happy to get back and send a couple of emails, and hopefully he'll be able to help me
eat.
Better plan my eating when I journey to the USA now at the end of the month. So I don't even know if they listen to this. Don't even know if they keep up to date with us. They might.
But hello.
Thank you very much, and hello all from all the way over here. Dee, that just about wraps that up. Before we move on to the news, I guess we should say, remember you can find this podcast and all our other podcasts over at YouTube. Just search for XA Gaming.
There's a thing I meant to mention to you before the podcast started, but I figure I might as well mention it now. It's as good a time as any, because that's the issue sitting right there on the table. Our little USB pen to the left of the thing. If you're one of the people, the many people out there who like to listen to podcasts in the bath and in various other locations where you bring your phone, you can just listen and you don't need to use YouTube to watch it.
We apologize. Because I have had these USB... I know where this is going. I've had these USB pen.
We have been putting the audio version
with the audio
podcasts,
files
so.
On it. So there's going to be like a big catch-up, hopefully, this week where we can just get all the audio.
Aren't you lucky? Get to listen to them all at once.
Yeah, get them rattled back out. But remember, you can find us over at iTunes. Just search for XA Gaming. You can also find us in Stitcher. Is it Stitcher Radio or just Stitcher? I always get this confused.
Stitcher.fm.
I think people just say Stitcher.
Stitcher.co.com.
I don't want to be the guy that says like Stitcher Radio when it's not... but you can find us there too if you want to take us with you on the go. And I think that's about it. Remember to keep up to date with us on social media. Instagram and Twitter are the big ones. And you can also find whatever we post to Instagram on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Dee, moving on to some of the news from this week.
Well, Christopher, I have some news for you.
Good, good, good. Hit me up with some news before we talk about some other news.
I'm looking at my piece of...
Your piece of cloth.
Kitchen tissue.
Partition.
And there's no information on it because it's all on my phone. So I'm going to go ahead and open that for you. Fucking hell.
We do like to keep up to date with news. And what happens a lot of the time is we actually end up discussing the news before we actually podcast and then forget to actually discuss half the stuff that we did discuss previous.
You know it's going to be a fucking real meaty news section whenever we're already apologizing for not having any news.
But
it's been quite weak though. To be honest with you. And actually, it has been a fairly quiet week. There's a couple of things I have here, but they're nothing major. I'm going to start. This kind of rumor, both things. But gaming related.
Yeah.
Microsoft apparently are plotting a Fable Return.
Oh.
And the developers of the Forza Horizon games are going to be in charge, apparently. Playground
right.
Games, I think they are.
Isn't that like Peter Molyneux's department?
It used to be Lionhead Studios.
He's the guy that like just promises
just like,
wild.
You'll literally be God in this game. Almost like an average game.
You'd make no decisions whatsoever to make you God.
But he's no longer in charge.
No,
he left
no.
Lionhead and
that's
then
right,
Lionhead
right.
got like dissolved.
That's
so there
right.
was no studio yeah. behind Fable any longer.
I miss him.
Do you?
I miss like the E3s where he'd come out and say stupid shit and just then like Twitter and stuff would like erupt with all the shit. Peter Molyneux said,
we're gonna revolutionize gaming.
Do you ever see some of those like montages on YouTube?
Things,
yeah, they're brilliant, yeah.
But you gotta appreciate the ambition he had, even if he had absolutely no intention
ambitious,
of fulfilling it.
But rubbish.
That's a good phrase, Chris. We should nearly use it. But
so they're going to try to revive the.
Apparently, they're going to bring it back. Rumor and speculation only. You can find that sort of information over on Eurogamer.net or .com.
Did you play any
.net.
Of the Fables, Dee? Were you a fan of any of them?
I did not actually. I've never played any Fables.
I haven't played Fable 2. Didn't enjoy it nearly as much.
Apparently, Fable 1 is the best.
That's probably why.
Then Fable 2.
You can, yeah. Okay.
Then Fable 3.
Okay. Yeah, I heard Fable 3 was kind of like a an underwhelming disaster.
So like a
good game?
Yeah, like a not a big disaster.
Just an underwhelming one.
Yeah. So pretty good. But yeah, that's been developed apparently by the people who did Forza Horizon. So like it's a racing game developer doing, you know, a fantasy RPG. I mean, it makes perfect sense to my mind.
Yeah.
But sure, we'll see how that pans out. Okay. If it pans out at all. It's only a rumor at the moment.
I've got some. Oh, no, go on ahead. Do you want to go on ahead?
Oh, right. I just locked my phone, but okay.
Ed Sheeran.
Gosh.
Got engaged to a long-term girlfriend.
Did he?
Yeah. I didn't even know he had a girlfriend.
Is that news?
I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
I know who is she and what is...
Her name is Cherry. Cherry Seaborn.
Cherry Seaborn. Very good.
That's all I know. Happened 6 hours ago. Have it right there.
There you have it. Yeah. It's fucking live. On the pulse, people.
Alan Carr also got married to a long-term boyfriend in LA.
These are like the personals, Chris.
Pretty much. I don't know. Yeah, they are actually... They were honeymooning, I think, in Italy. I think I heard that on the radio.
Thank you for the update.
And there was a drunk pilot removed from a British Airways plane at Gatwick Airport today.
Class. My sister is flying today to England. So that is very reassuring.
Yeah. Also, there's like this whole like, you know, Senate shutdown in the States happening.
Oh, yeah, the US government is shutting down tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. There is nothing happening anywhere. All national parks and all have shut.
Yep.
I think
any non-essential government sort of facilities.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty. That's pretty fucked up.
You keep killing it, USA. Good job. Although we can't really speak because the Northern Irish government has been out of order since March 2016. That's very true, actually.
Yeah.
And they're all still getting paid.
Yeah, I know.
Sure, it's grand.
What a time to be alive, dude. Do you want to hit kind of some of the big news?
The snake? Nah, I'm only messing with you. What a shout out. I got one more for you, Chris. I got one more for you. You'll be interested by this, probably, possibly, maybe
they have
not.
They have that now.
No, it's twice.
That's
on the house. Fans remake Silent Hills PT for the PC.
No way.
Yeah. So you can now download the prototype versions of that. They have recreated the level, the playable trailer PT demo. It was for Silent Hills, a game that never got made, was cancelled. But you can. It was available on PlayStation for a little while.
Yeah.
Then it got pulled, and then you could only play it if you had already downloaded it. And we had James Sinker, who did have that downloaded, so we got to play it.
Well, kind of, thankfully. Yeah. It was terrifying.
The video on that.
You can also you can check that video out if you just go to if you check out the channel, you can see the video.
Please go check it out, guys.
Oh my god! Watch it.
But yeah, they've recreated it now for PC, so you can play it. And it also opens the door, very interestingly / horrifically worryingly, to the possibility of playing PT in virtual
VR,
reality.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No, I wouldn't want to. It was hard enough playing that with just headphones on.
Yeah. I'd be seeing it play
by myself in that wee bathroom.
Yeah.
With a single light shone upon my face. My God, that was terrifying, D. Absolutely terrifying. I don't think I've ever screamed as much. I was a scream of pure terror.
Yeah, we heard it from, like, we were, what, maybe
terror
20 meters away indoors, we heard Christopher screaming.
Terror overtook me when that happened.
My God.
Yeah, never been as scared my whole entire life. Swear to God.
Still those nightmares. But yeah, you may get to relive it all over again on PC.
Can I hit you with kind of what I consider to be kind of big news this week?
The latest
of the Tomb Raider, the latest Tomb Raider trailer. Mm-hmm. The movie Tomb Raider is coming March 26th. The second trailer has hit our screens. We got a chance to watch it.
Yep.
What do you think?
I literally only watched it before we started this podcast. I liked the first one ish. I didn't like the trailer, but I liked the way the direction of the.
I didn't like the first trailer.
I think it still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it could be a very good Tomb Raider film. And I like Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft.
Well, D. I didn't like the first trailer.
No.
I'm starting to definitely come around the second trailer. I think it could be a good movie. I don't know whether it's going to like have this whole thing as that was a good video game movie. I hope
it does. Yeah, because that's like a crutch, isn't it? It's kind of like, it doesn't have to be great. It only has to be good.
Good.
But and that'll be great for a video game.
Yeah, film. And it'll survive. Alicia Vikander, I'm not entirely sold on.
as Lara Croft.
Yeah, there's something about her. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Although you did concede she has the voice.
She has definitely the voice. And some of those mannerisms and voices that she was making during that trailer just completely reminded me of the game. And it looks an awful lot like just the Tomb Raider reboot that we had there. Yeah. And then there was parts of Rise there, you know, with Trinity and all that kind of shit going on. And I was kind of like, this could actually be really, really cool.
Yeah.
I hope that it's not just really combat heavy, you know, CGI shit. I hope there's a lot of like actual Tomb Raider.
There was
stuff.
A bit of puzzling and stuff in it.
I hope there is a lot of that because I really enjoy that. But March 26th can't come soon enough.
There you go.
Really look forward to that, actually.
I mean, the trailer, I think you can consider it a successful trailer if it made you excited for the
film. I also highly, highly recommend anybody that hasn't played Tomb Raider, like the reboot. What is it? Is it just Tomb Raider?
It's just Tomb Raider, yeah.
Yeah, because I say Tomb Raider and then I always think of different Tomb Raiders.
Yeah.
Just Tomb Raider. Play it. It's unbelievable. Rise, people consider
edition,
better. You consider Rise better, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I really, really loved Rise.
I don't, but I still think that it's an incredible game, but oh my god, definitely play Tomb Raider, 100%, and then go see the film. Anybody that wants to come see the film with us, March 26th, we're going
to
do that.
We'll make that information available to you. We're quite secretive about where we go to the cinema. If you get in contact with us, we'll send you the go codes, as it were, and you can find us, and we can go see the film.
It'll definitely not be a Max, will it? Nah.
I don't know.
Wouldn't be a big enough movie for Max, I don't think.
Well, it might be, Chris.
I'm going to check that out whenever we're finished here. They usually have like the listings like a month in advance. Okay. That'd be 2 months away, actually.
We're going to see it in Max.
Hopefully see it.
We're going to see it in Max.
We could even do a trip to like Belfast and do it.
We could do that. Belfast. Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
Or Derry.
Ballymena.
Ballymena Omniplex. Please.
Any other news you want to mention this week? We're kind of keeping the news. The past couple of weeks and this week, we're kind of keeping the news kind of very chill, very, you know, concise and to the point. We're not dwelling on
it. Kind of cool, you know, hip with it.
You want to stick with the cool kids with the news. Don't want to ramble too much.
The only other thing I seen is kind of Nintendo related.
Oh, yes. How they're going to make money off cardboard.
Yeah. I forget. Labo, I think it's called.
Yeah. They're going to make money off cardboard.
Yeah.
Paddy Donnelly was talking to me to that. That's who it was. Paddy Donnelly. Well done, Paddy.
well done.
He
thank you, Paddy.
Was telling me about that today. I completely forgot about that. They're going to make money off cardboard, D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Apparently so, yeah. I don't think I'm going to spend any money on cardboard. Neither, I'm going to wait for people to buy it and then copy all of the plans for it and then send it, you know, freely to the internet, and then you can go print it off yourself and do the fucking cardboard stuff. That's stupid. It's a silly idea.
Yeah.
And it'll probably not
work.
It's
a scheme.
The other thing is that I think I mentioned last week as well, it's worth reiterating. They were the best-selling console. In December
in the US.
So,
yeah.
They're doing very well.
Exceptionally.
The Switch, that is. Sorry.
Yeah, very much so.
But you check out that Labo stuff because it's fucking hilarious. There was a joke made actually by some guy and it was like, some Nintendo fans will buy anything in a Nintendo box. And now it turns out they're willing to buy just the box. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's very true actually. There you go.
But I'll tell you what I will do, Chris. I'll ask you to pass me over that bottle of, of Evolve.
Evolve.
Because I want to sample this.
It's not bad.
I want to have a review off of this.
Yeah. Why don't you sample it before we move on then into our main kind of topic? Because
Another level.
Quite a meaty topic this week.
It's a meaty one, all right, Chris. It's a meaty can of Evolve is what it is.
It's really not. It's 19 pence of, you know, semi-stimulating energy.
Mmm, you can really taste the ham.
We're having steamed hams.
It's a very generic energy drink, isn't it?
It's very generic. It's like Blue Bolt, Blue Thunder, Red Thunder, Red Lightning, Blue Lightning, Blue Bear.
It's one of a million
Kong
offshoots
energy.
Of Red Bull.
Yeah. I mean, Red Bull have a sewn up, don't they?
Is that risking it? Monster have a unique taste, at least.
I love Monster.
Compared to Red Bull.
I think Monster is by far my favorite energy drink, followed closely by Red Bull Sugar Free. Not Red Bull.
Not right. It's not too sugary. Red Bull. Too sugary.
Too sugary for my taste.
Gives you too many wings.
D, main topic this week. We are talking about the latest in YouTube
drama.
Friggin' dramas, right? Downgrading, upgrading, whatever way you want to kind of see. I don't know. What do you mean?
Retrograding.
It's like basically what's happening is they're changing their laws on monetization again.
Yeah, pretty much. Their partner program terms and conditions
have once again screwed the pooch.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Do you want to hit us with a little bit of background on it?
Well, YouTube was a company that was founded in 2003. No, I suppose it all stems from Logan Paul. Pretty much. Logan Paul put up a video of a dead person.
And PewDiePie, I think, as well, after he made those anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah, PewDiePie had that stuff. That sort of started the initial adpocalypse, as you call it.
That's right, yeah.
Where, like, a bunch of big companies were kind of, like, going to YouTube. Like, we don't want our ads ran before a video about fucking...
Yeah, where people are pretty much making anti-Semitic remarks.
Remarks, right? Yeah.
Which is rightly so.
Okay, that's fair enough. But YouTube's response was, okay... We're going to start flagging things that we deem not to be ad-friendly. And it would have been okay if the things that were not ad-friendly were obviously anti-Semitic, racist things. But
they just started flagging pretty
much. A lot of, particularly gaming channels, got flagged very quickly for things like bad language. They have to fuck. We got flagged.
So unless you were incredibly clean, incredibly standard.
Yeah.
You weren't going to get flagged.
Pretty much. Yeah. And it sort of became, they would pick up, it wouldn't just be necessary that video, it would be kind of like the trend of the channel. So
yeah, okay.
If for a long time you were kind of like, you know, like pretty casual with like maybe swear words or whatever, and then, okay, this adpocalypse started happening. Well, I'm going to stop doing that now so I can still monetize my videos to the fullest.
Yeah.
You're still like flagged in the system as a person with those traits, and like immediately your videos would go up and they'd be flagged, demonetized, and you'd have to appeal, and that review process could take weeks, in which time like a lot of the big YouTubers would have lost loads of money because you know obviously they get most hits you know early on.
So now they've pretty much rethunk their whole monetization essentially program, and the way they've kind of, the outcome is that you are now unable to monetize your videos unless they fall under like two factors. There's two like outlying factors.
Sort of like main things.
The first one being your channel has to have 1,000 subs.
Yep.
So 1,000 subscribers need to be present on your channel.
Yep.
And you need to have a total minute view time of...
It's 4,000 hours.
4,000 hours, sorry. Yeah, of view time. Is it a month?
In the previous 12 months.
In the last 12 months.
Which is a pretty... I'm not sure if it is a really big sort of... ask. Certainly for smaller YouTubers like ourselves, it's so far in the distance anyway. So
4,000 divided by 365.
We've got some more fast math coming out of Christopher this week. Any sort of helping apparatus whatsoever. He is just all in his head doing some.
Divided by 20. No, that's not right. So it's coming up, if I go 4,000 divided by 365, it's coming up as 10.95. Is that 10 hours a day? Couldn't be. 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes of view time a day?
I don't know.
That couldn't be right, is it?
I don't know. It's something like that anyway, folks, right?
10.95.
It's a big ask, right? It's no big issue for the guys who are actually making 10
seconds
money.
A day.
No, that's more than that.
10 minutes a day.
10 hours a day. 10 hours a day. I don't know what it is, right? But for like big YouTubers, it's not an issue.
Okay, yeah.
Right? The guys who are making bank at YouTube, it's not really going to affect them.
Yeah, it's going to affect the...
People on the periphery of that
are
going to get kind of fucked by
it. Yep.
Because it used to be 10,000 total channel views. Like 10,000 views total in the existence of your channel. You could apply for monetization. And you're making pennies probably, like, but you still would have been, you know, on that spectrum at least. But now it's just like...
You're still on the payroll from YouTube.
Yeah.
And now you have a long way to go. You've got another grinder to do to get to that point.
Yeah.
So...
You know, that's just it. The thing is, though, it's kind of like... It's the most recent kind of, like, fuck you that YouTube has sent to a lot of the community, like... Because like the people who kind of keep YouTube going and are constantly like pushing into it are these new smaller YouTubers who are trying to like make themselves.
Make a name for themselves. Yeah, of course.
And like you have the likes of Logan Paul and that there who just.
Just being an idiot.
Can put up any sort of drivel at this point now because their subscriber base is so huge. They will just get tons of cash made based on the views alone.
Yeah.
So like they have these kind of like. And like, I mean, that guy Logan Paul, he's probably like in 5 years will probably just fall into obscurity and that'll be it.
Yeah.
He'll have his money made probably by that point. But it's like what's coming next is the guys who are on like 2,000 subs now.
Yeah.
Who are like kind of going 4,000 fucking views or 4,000 hours.
4,000, yeah.
Of views in a year. We're going to struggle to make that. Or we, you know, they might get demotivated. They might have the sort of encouragement to keep going at it.
It kind of.
You know, they're screwing the little guy here.
I heard another guy talking about today, and he was kind of arguing the other side of things, that he kind of thought, in a way, it's a good thing because it kind of stops a lot of, you know, the likes of ourselves could literally go out and take kind of any piece of anything we wanted, post up on our channel, clickbait the shit out of it, get a load of views, get a load of hours. You know, we could literally take someone else's video,
repost it,
and a load of views, blah, blah, blah.
Try there's your channel views up. Way.
There you go, yeah. So, you know, I understand it from that sense, I guess, in a way. But it seems a bit over the top.
Yeah, like, I guess that's a fair point. Like, I understand the logic behind it. Like,
yeah.
It makes the people who are, like...
committed and actually wanting to do this, it makes them kind of go, okay, this is doable.
And the advertisers would obviously look at that and go, well, these people are, like, putting out regular content. They're, you know, they're not just, like, clickbaiting and putting up bullshit. So it gives the advertisers a little bit of reassurance or whatever, but like...
Free GTA 5 codes on this podcast.
Free GTA 5 codes. Oh, we're just gonna stick on Dairy Girls at the end of it, even though we haven't watched it, because it's popular.
Free Dairy Girls codes. But no, I just thought it was really excessive. Like, I thought, you know, to just jump from where they were, like the 10,000 overall... view count to like jumping to 1,000 subs plus. Wasn't it at one point, was it like 100 subs or something?
I don't know actually.
Or was it always 1,000 subs?
I think maybe it started at 100. No. You didn't have to have you don't have to hit a subscriber count.
Used to have to hit a subscriber?
10,000 views, I think, is what you had to have total views in your channel. And
But that's what I mean. Like, somebody could literally take one video from someone else, literally put their own intro and outro to it, clickbait the shit out of it, maybe get like close to 10,000, if not surpass it, and there you go. Yeah, that's them ready to go. After that, they can put up anything. And
but then at the same time, I mean, there's YouTubers out there who are doing that, and they have, you know, 4,000 views or 4,000 hours, and they have over 1,000 subs. Can't speak. And they're basically just taking stuff from like Reddit and from other YouTubers, and they're putting it into like a montage video, I guess we'll call it. And they're like, yeah, that's original content. Throw it up, make fucking money off of it.
Do you think now that we're going to see a massive increase in like Patreon accounts kind of being spammed now because, you know, people aren't making as much money from YouTube? Do you think now that this is going to take over, it's going to be like, hit me up on this, you know?
I know like there's a lot of YouTubers who did go like, you know, after the initial adpocalypse, as it was called, where they were getting like a lot of their videos demonetized. They were like, you know, I won't be able to keep... Like, there was a guy I watched, was it Mr. Matty Plays or something like that? He's a Fallout kind of streamer and video maker on YouTube. Yeah. And he came more or less said, yeah, like, I mean, I'm not getting anywhere with this. I'm not getting any money off my videos anymore. And if I want to keep doing this, like, regularly, like, once, like, a video a day or a video a week or whatever it was, I'm going to need, like, Patreon. So, it affected people then. I'm not sure, as I said, this isn't going to affect the people who are already making money on YouTube from ads.
It's not going to affect
them. It's not going to affect them.
It's going to affect the people that are wanting to make money on ads, like up and coming. Yeah, I understand that.
And it was just kind of the way it all like was released, I guess. It was kind of just like, these are the changes.
And it kind of did all stem from both PewDiePie and Logan Paul's both, like, like the shit that they kind of have got up to in recent times. Which is such a shame, like, it's always a minority.
always one guy ruins it for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, it is, though.
But it was other stuff as well, because there was these things. Did you ever see them videos about, was it Elsa and stuff from Frozen? All that stuff. They were, like, really weird videos, were just, like, animations.
Like, I think deep web kind of stuff, was it?
No, they were just kind of, like, I think they were, like, a computer program was making these videos. And it was just taking, like character models of like Elsa and like Spider-Man and all these like random shit the kids would like want to watch, and it was just making like completely nonsensical bullshit videos. But like, if you have, I mean, have you ever seen like a child on like with phones these days on YouTube?
Oh yeah,
it's just like click Spider-Man, click. Elsa, da da da. And it's just like they were making lots of money off of that.
Wow, I didn't know about that. That's kind of cool.
That was another thing that they wanted to sort of nip in the bud.
Yeah,
but just the way it was all revealed, it was just like, here you go. Changes in the terms of service. Get on board or fuck off.
Basically. I mean, it's only going to... And that's the thing. Like, it's only going to keep going, like, climbing higher now at this point. Sure. Yeah. Like, they're not going to, like... They're not going to reduce that kind of sentence.
Not unless they start suffering, as in...
A load of people just stop making content now.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
I don't think it'll happen either.
YouTube have a full-on monopoly when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can make money off of videos you put up on the internet, like... There's nowhere else you can really do that. And there's definitely nowhere you can do it without having to, like, pay up front.
Yeah.
To host videos like that. Like, you can put up a full HD video on YouTube, like.
Very true,
which is crazy when you think about it. But that's it. You kind of just have to play by their rules. Like, I know that's what we're probably going to have to do. Like, I mean, that's so far in the distance for us anyway.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, it's not saying that this is by no means going to affect us even in the slightest for a very, very long time. But it's kind of, it's hard to see, especially like with other channels and stuff, even that we follow and stuff that are kind of up and coming. And, you know, you're willing these channels to do well. And yeah, then all of a sudden they're slapped with that's this. And it's blow, just like, ah.
It's kind of like, okay, you could have been. Yeah. Like, I know for a fact there was channels there that were like in review.
Yeah.
In review to right, be monetized. Yeah. And it was kind of like the review process taking forever and ever and ever, took over a month. And that was just like, oh, here are the change in terms of service.
Yep. So had they been review a month earlier, perhaps they would have been already accepted for monetization.
Yep.
None of this would affect them now and they're free to go. Yeah, it seems like an awful kick in the crotch. Like,
that's the other interesting thing as well, actually. Because if you were kind of on that borderline and you're good for monetization now, in a couple of months, you know, that criteria is going to be checked. They're going to go like, well, did you get 4,000 hours of views last year? And if you didn't,
sorry.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You're no longer monetized.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going to keep up to date with this and I'm going to obviously continue to hear like the views and expressions, you know, based off of those who obviously, like you say, already benefit from this and it's not going to, you know, touch them at all kind of thing. And then I want to see the other side of things, you know, people who are so fucking angry and livid at this.
Yeah.
And I kind of just want to gauge from it, you know, what it's actually doing. So hopefully we'll have more kind of information and a wider spectrum of views, you know, as our podcasts go on. Maybe we'll dip in and out of it or, you know, mention it here and there. Yeah. But for the time being, it's kind of just like a massive blow to any up and coming YouTubers who had plans to, you know, maybe progress and make this a full-time thing.
Yeah.
Now they kind of have to come back to the drawing board and think, is this, you know,
is this worth the time of putting into it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not even like, you know, can I do this? It's like, is it worth the time now, you know? Because it takes a lot of time to make
a video. That's a nice little milestone to hit. Like, I can monetize my videos now. I can make, you know, it's pennies. But
a lot of people hit it and they won't want to. But, you know, it's a little bit further away.
It just kind of makes you reevaluate your goals. Yeah.
But then again, there's some people that will just be driven to do it. And
that's true as
nothing's going to stop you. Like, that could go to 10,000 hours.
Yeah,
and they'd still be like, I'm going to get this.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
it might be inspiring a bunch of people right now to get their subs up. It's going, I'm going to hit that 1,000 subs.
Absolutely.
Next week.
Yeah. We're going to hit 1,000 subs next week.
Yep.
Yep. Clickbait the fuck out of this.
Fucking Dairy Girls, right?
Dairy Girls, GTA 5 codes.
Well, what is your obsession with GTA 5 codes?
I just think that, you know, it definitely, it work. I'm selling them, all right?
I'm selling codes. Hey, you want some codes?
But yeah, that was kind of the big news of the week, and we've touched on that briefly. Let us know if you want to, your thoughts and opinions on it. You know, you don't have to, obviously, if you want to kind of keep your thoughts and opinions. If you are like another channel and maybe you kind of want to keep your views contained. You don't want to, you know.
Unlike us.
Yeah,
fuck YouTube! I mean, it's great.
But let us know what you think about the whole thing. Is it, you know, affecting you?
Is it that big a deal? Are we blowing things out of proportion?
Yeah, exactly.
Or are we blowing things
into proportion?
Into proportion.
Have YouTube bit the big one this time?
There you go.
I don't know. Don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Biting the big one.
And GTA 5 code. so that's pretty much our big talk.
That is it, yeah. YouTube, sort it out.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit in gear.
Pretty much. D, let's talk a little bit about something else now.
Okay, Chris.
Let's talk about what's important in life, D. In a little under 9 weeks, there will be a massive flood.
That's true.
And we are preparing for the Noah's Ark of food.
Nice. It's actually the Excite Gaming.
Excite Gaming. Noah's Ark of food.
Nailed it.
So if you listened last week, you'll understand that we are getting ready for a hypothetical, although very possible, flood to happen.
Not to panic anyone, just be ready.
Basically, what we're doing is we are preparing a ship, an ark, if you like, for for a devastating flood. And we want to put on board the 40 foods that we want to keep, that we want to save in this world. 40 foods or food items in this world that we want to keep from disaster, because every other food is going to be, hypothetically, going to be wiped out off the face of the planet. And this is all hypothetical. You know, don't go out mad, rationing.
Hypothetical. People going. But if it happens, you know, we did say. But did it's say completely hypothetical.
We warned you. So if you didn't listen last week, what were our four foods last week, D?
Our four foods were.
So far on the Excite Gaming's arc of food.
Noah's arc of food.
We have
pepperoni pizza.
Yep.
Thank God it's Friday chicken tenders.
Yep. TGI Friday's chicken tenders.
Thank God it's Friday chicken tenders. Like I said, mashed potatoes. Yeah, that was
we
me.
Have mashed potatoes. That was an unusual. Mashed taters. And we have
tater tots. Flamin' Hot Doritos.
Flamin' Hot Doritos. A kind of an odd choice. Yeah. but
a good one all the same.
This week we are ready to throw four more foods into storage as week two approaches.
To repopulate the food population of Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
D, have you put any thought into this week?
Absolutely none at all, Chris.
No. I haven't, but then something hit me that I want to... Well, can I go ahead and throw this one out?
Go on.
I'm going to throw coffee into the Noah's Ark.
Coffee. Now, hold on now. Yeah. Now, you're talking... We had to specify pepperoni pizza, so we're going to have to add for a little bit more...
You want me to...
Specificity.
You want an actual, like, a bean, or do you want, like, just, like, a brand of
Listen,
coffee?
Listen, it will be completely lost on me regardless. Just be more specific than coffee.
Okay, let's put... can we put, like...
Chaba frappa chopata latte.
Let's throw...
Cappuccino.
I would probably put espresso, like some kind of espresso in, but if you actually want like
espresso with an X.
Nespresso?
Nespresso
is pretty good actually. Let's put I'm trying to think of one I like. I don't like Starbucks coffee. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't actually like
it's a big call.
The actual like the black coffee. Now I've never had like a latte or cappuccino, but the black coffee I just find it really mediocre at best. Some people go nuts for it. I don't. I think the best coffee around is whatever bean, coffee bean that Rumour Coffee and Armagh use.
So the Rumour Coffee Armagh bean.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Go with that.
Rumour.
Because that is by far some of the best black coffee I've had in a while. I remember when I used to work at the cinema, I would be so happy when someone would either bring me up a coffee, that rarely happens, or I would buy myself a coffee for work. That also rarely happened. But when it did, D, it was excellent. I know you have. So the Rumour
Coffee Armagh Bean Coffee.
Perfect. But I know exactly what it is. Right, good. I want a couple of sacks of that thrown onto the arc. A
couple of sacks.
Should
we go again?
No. I'm okay yet.
I'll go. I want a delicious can of Evolve on my arc.
No, you don't.
Ding. Right, this is a tough one now.
We are not sponsored by...
I said this one in the car, and I think I'll stick to it. Good old-fashioned classic chips.
Chips.
Not potato chips, as in crisps.
For you Americans.
For all the Americans out there, I refer to, of course, like French fry chips.
Chips. Thick-cut French fries.
Thick-cut.
Thick-cut chips.
Yeah. Thick-cut chips. Delicious chip shop chips.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Chip. Shop.
Yep.
Chips.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Potatoes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm big on the spuds. I've actually put that in twice now. So I've done mashed potatoes
and
chips.
You like two different types of spuds.
Yeah. I should have just said raw potatoes because I could have cooked them any way I wanted. Fuck! I'm so angry with myself.
Oh, no, you can't cook them any way you want. They're just brought in cooked.
They have, okay, sorry. Okay, we're good.
I'm trying to think of something else I kind of want on the Arc D, and it's really hard because when you're put under pressure like this, I can't really think of it too much. I think, though, with my... So I already have the Doritos, and I'm not like it's a family Arc, and we can share all food, but...
Yeah.
Coffee is definitely one. Now, I don't want to go with just another drink straight this week, otherwise I've just done two drinks. So I'm trying to think of a food that I kind of want on. I think I'll go with... Maple and pecan plats.
Oh yeah,
you ever had them?
Yeah, they're like a
puff pastry with like a brown sugar kind of filling with maple syrup glazed on it and chopped pecans on top. Delicious, maple absolutely delicious. I think it's quite similar to what Americans call bear claws.
Bear claws.
Yeah,
maple and pecan.
I'm not sure.
What were they called?
Plats. Yeah, plats.
Plaite.
Because the way they're shaped. Because
we have a massive issue here.
Which is?
I'm writing with black pen over black ink. And we can't see much.
Ah.
Okay, I'm going to have to remember. It's Rumor okay. Coffee, Arma Bean Coffee, Chip Shop Chips.
Chip Shop Chips.
Chip Shop Chip.
Chip
chips,
yep.
Maple and pecan plat or palates, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
No, we don't want to.
And finally, I will say.
That's something I will always pick up if I go into a bakery or bakery area.
Better put that.
I love them.
See,
I actually talked to Ashton about this the other day, and I do believe We're Naked by Funky See Funky Do. No, that's a Simpson reference, by the way. as they do the worst. Maple and pecan plats. Don't
it's
buy
so
them.
True. It's so true.
Sainsbury's do the next ones up.
They're just okay. But not good.
Little do quite good ones though.
Do you know what's actually really fucking cool? Whenever we were over in Budapest,
yeah.
There's like bakeries everywhere over there.
Oh, goodness.
Like in every metro station, there's like little bakeries. And are you good? You're going to be okay? You're going to make it through this?
I actually can't reach it.
You're going to have to go like a fucking bear up against the wall, Chris.
Oh, no.
We're demonetized because of that fucking action there. Anyway, yeah, in Budapest, they had little bakeries in every fucking metro stop.
Brilliant.
And that's one of the first places that I had them, pecan.
They're delicious. Absolutely delicious.
A lot sweeter than you think.
Yeah.
They look like bread, but they're far sweeter than that.
Exactly.
Now,
sweet
my,
bread.
My final one, Chris, and I haven't put any thought into this whatsoever, so I'm going to take a little bit of time here now.
Yeah.
Think about it. I'm going to consider all options. Let me think. So this is food that I have to eat for the rest of my life.
It's not even that you have to eat for the rest of your life.
No, it is, Chris.
Until the flood surpasses.
Because all your food is shit. I won't be able to eat any of it.
You will. You sit down with me and you'll sit down to a nice pizza.
Yeah, it'll be nice. But that was one of mine.
And then after the pizza, we'll have a cup of espresso and a maple and pecan plat for dessert.
I better put a drink on, actually.
Do you want to put a drink on?
Yeah, because the only drinks on so far are coffee.
I know what my next drink to go on will be, but I don't want to put it on yet.
I think I'll counter your coffee with a cup of tea.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be difficult.
Okay.
To persevere an eternity without tea.
All right, so we have tea on board the ship now.
Hold on, actually, now. Where we have to go with all beverages, yeah?
Huh?
So the only other beverage we're allowed here is water, presumably?
You know, I just assume that we had a natural supply of water anyway.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
raining.
It's a flood.
Yeah.
So we're sweet for
water.
So we
have water. I mean, how else are we making the coffee?
So what about, like, condiments, like ketchup and sugar and stuff?
I think condiments count as a food item.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we'll go for tea now, then.
Here, I tell you what, if they're making an arc in Uri, it's going to be full of fucking coleslaw.
Coleslaw is right, sir. Yeah, that's good, I think that's good. I'm going to put the tea in to counter the coffee, because you need a cup of tea sometimes.
God, well, I won't be drinking it.
You take tea now, simmer down. No. You enjoy a cup of tea.
Oh, does that mean that you have to now use sugar as one of your...
Possibly, I'm considering it.
Because I drink coffee black, so...
But I can drink tea without sugar. I just prefer it with a spoon of sugar.
Are you going to need to throw milk into one of yours in the upcoming weeks?
Mm.
I think as it goes on and we can...
I think I may put milk in anyway because this is
I was going to say it's a necessity, can't it? We could also make cheese out of it.
We could ferment it, yeah.
No, I don't drink tea. The only time I drink tea, and I've said this to you before, is if I go to someone's house...
And they offer you tea.
Now, if they say...
Do you want tea or coffee?
Do you want tea or coffee? I'm 100%. Yeah. I'll take a coffee.
Yeah.
But if they don't say, do
I'll take a coffee, thanks.
If they don't say, do you want coffee? And they just go, do you want a cup of tea? 90% of the time, I'm going to go, nah, I'm fine. But sometimes, 10% of the time, D, I will go, you know what? I'll take a cup of tea.
No, it's like 90% of the time, I'll say, nah, I'm fine. 10% of the time, I'll say, do you have coffee?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't want to be rude now.
Want to be rude now.
So is that our list for this week?
We have 8 items. No?
We have 8 items. 8 of 40.
Jesus, it's a long list.
We have another 8 weeks to build our arc, prepare our arc. 8 weeks from now will be what? Let me think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So end of March, start of April, the flood is coming. April Fools.
There you go, folks.
April Fools arc.
The flood is coming.
So there you go. We will announce our foods for that. If you have any thoughts on what food you would throw onto the arc, do get in touch. We would love to hear.
Christopher.
What kind of food people will put in their arc, because it's bound to differ from ours, D.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I mean, I know a lot of people who wouldn't put coffee in it.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool.
D, are you ready for...
community questions?
Some questions we had this week.
I just know what's coming next.
Once again, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to say thank you very much for sending any kind of question, comment, theory, anything our way, because it's just great. It really is.
Truly.
He appreciates it as well.
I'm writing things.
Dee, I'm going to start off with the question we had today from Mr. Jody Short. This came to us via our Instagram story. He got in touch with us.
Cool.
He asks, how do visually challenged people know when to stop wiping?
I'm very glad you asked.
Now, I had to think about this briefly, okay? And I thought about it and I was like, at first I was like, that is a really, really good question. And then I thought about it and I was like,
hold on, yeah.
It's just like, I mean, you just got to know, aren't you?
You have to know, don't
you? It's got to dry up, it's got to hurt, and you'll stop.
You just go till it's red raw. Then you wouldn't know it's red raw. You just go till it's raw.
I mean, I said visually challenged. He said blind, and I don't know if you're allowed to say blind anymore.
I think blind sounds better than visually challenged, actually. I'm so sorry. Why wouldn't you be able to say blind?
I don't know. I
maybe you're right.
In this
I'm
day
sorry.
And age, it's so fucking confusing what you are and not like that, you know? I'm not even
going to
start.
That was going to be my next question. Is like, so is this necessarily blind people or just people who are like colorblind? Because technically, colorblind people are visually challenged.
Blind. How do blind people?
Hold on, fuck away off of that. Technically, I'm visually challenged. I need glasses.
Yeah, very true.
How do I know when to stop? I just whenever I feel blood, I stop.
Not even see or
no, I can't see, Chris. I'm visually challenged.
When I feel the blood running down betwixt my cheeks. I know enough is enough. We are sorry. This is taking an awful turn. A fantastic question, Jody Short. But to answer it, I think you just know.
I think it's one of the things you just know. I mean, here's a fun task for everyone out there. Next time you go, number two, don't look. All right. When you know, you know. You know?
Fantastic. We'll move on.
I have another question related. It's going to be a fun one. We're all going to enjoy this one. Christopher, when is toilet roll not enough?
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that, yeah.
What's the point where you go, like, I literally have to shower after this?
Holy fuck.
You know what I mean? Like, how bad does it have to get? Before you look at the roll of toilet paper there, that was on Reddit one day.
This is this is a kind of like a little side tangent from this. You know as well as anybody that, and I think most guys out there will admit it. Females probably don't admit it, but you know it's a thing. Everyone enjoys a good dump,
mm-hmm.
and it's great. And from I've moved into our new house, I just can't get comfortable in my bathroom.
You haven't went yet, have you?
No,
it's been 4 weeks, man.
I just can't get comfortable in the new house. I'm not comfortable with the surroundings yet. And I don't know if, you know...
Your bathroom's quite large. Is it because it's...
That's what I thought, man. And I honestly don't know. I don't know what the problem is. I'm going to have to try one of the smaller bathrooms and see if it helps. I don't think it will.
You can go, Chris.
Or else I'm just going to have to go back to my old house.
Yeah, every single time.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, side tangent. Another question, Dee. This one came from... all the way from County Cork in Ireland.
Class.
Is that a Cork accent, is it?
No.
No.
Good man.
This came from the Hit the Snake guys.
Yeah.
So more Irish YouTubers, check out their channel. Just search for Hit the Snake, I think.
That's good advice.
Yeah. They asked what is excite in reference to, or what is it a reference to? As in Excite Gaming.
Yeah.
You know?
You brought up our old notes to answer this.
I did bring up the notes that we had when we first wanted to start this channel were made while I worked at the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And Excite Gaming was just one of the first things that came to my head.
It's just a concept. It's just a concept.
And I don't think it's a reference to anything. I thought maybe at the start
X-Men.
It was like, it's like exciting, and then exciting was just like, that is so lame.
Excite.
Gaming.
Different story.
So I don't know. What is Excite Gaming? What is Excite Gaming?
It's just a pair of guys, you know, enjoy games.
Yeah.
Up on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. Yeah. You know, this is a question I want people to answer, actually. Anyone who's watching this, I can see that symbol up there, which we call the XG symbol. Does it look like X on G, or does it just look like an X with a wee fucking tail on it at the bottom right?
Right enough, because if it doesn't look like X and G, we're going to have to do something.
We're going to have to change it. I've already went about changing it, actually.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fantastic. I've tried to make the G look like it's sitting on top of the X, so it looks more clear.
Okay. Yeah, but honest to God, let us know. Does that look like XG, or does it just look like
a stupid X? A banjaxed X with a bad fucking leg foot.
I think it looks good.
I think it looks great.
I think it looks awesome. Looks awesome. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. To answer your question, Hit the Snake, what is XIA or in reference to? Nothing. It literally just came whenever we first decided to, you know, get together and start making the channel, and it was like, what are we going to call it? It was like, well, it's going to be pretty exciting.
I actually wasn't.
You weren't even present for that.
You literally just said, like, this is what we're calling it, XI Game, and I was like, that's class.
That's class.
It just sounded fucking class. I was actually really surprised at the domain, because you were getting a website at the time.
Yeah, anything would have,
I was surprised the domain hadn't been taken. I was surprised no one had done it before.
There are a different number of X sites, and I think that's why our sub card isn't as high as it is.
Just looking for it? No,
there's a couple of X. I think there's like an X site MLG team.
There's like a clan or something
somewhere.
Card clan, I think.
I don't know, but those guys are not us. We are the X.
We're X site gaming.
We're X site gaming,
not just X site.
And WWE, we always just thought that xigaming.com sounded really cool.
Yeah, and it does.
At the start, we were going to run with like we had a couple of different things, and it was like co-op rows, because me and you, we're just going to sit down and play the games that we want to cooperatively, and it was co-op rows, and we had a couple of different like gifts and stuff done out and different things. Like that. Yeah, we had like the Tomb Raider. Yeah,
they said gifts. It's like, who the fuck are we giving gifts to?
Yeah, we couldn't even afford the website, but we're giving gifts. No,
yeah, we were co-op bros. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
we kind of still are.
Yeah,
we're co-op bros, man.
If you ever
fucking co-op,
if you ever see like, you know, XI Gaming in association with co-op bros or part of Treehouse Publications. Treehouse Publications is something that came along when we were in high school and we designed our own comic.
That's right.
And we were like, oh, we need to put like a stamp on this. It's like, oh, it's definitely Treehouse Publications.
Bro.
Yeah. Even back then, we didn't even have a Treehouse, I don't think.
No. We still don't, Chris.
Well, we did. We made one at one point.
We did, yeah. We don't have
a couple.
Actually, yeah.
And I actually live in the perfect locale now to build a treehouse. That is definitely the XI Gaming summer project. We're going to make
a treehouse.
A gaming treehouse.
23 years of age, but we're going to make a treehouse.
You're never too old to make a treehouse.
No, in fact, you only get good at it when you're older, so it's stupid to make it when you're young. Anyway.
Their attempts are piss poor and feeble, dude. They anger me.
So what does XI Gaming stand for? I think that answers it quite eloquently, to be honest.
No, Hit the Snake, guys. Thank you very much for your question. It is not in reference.
We're sorry, the answer is fucking completely boring.
XI Gaming. Maybe we'll do like one of those poems. X is for exciting gaming. I is for isn't it exciting? It's XI Gaming. T for the XI Gaming guys. E for everyone loves XI Gaming. G is
stop it now.
Oh god, that reminds me. I don't know if the guys who I used to work with at the cinema listen to this, but honest to God, I'm just going to say one name right now: Simon Jenkins. And if they're listening, they'll probably laugh right now.
Oh, it's an inside joke.
Oh my god,
that's pretty fun that you have that going with other people. You have an inside joke that none of us can appreciate.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Cool. Really, do you have you any kind of
to enjoy that one?
Honest to God, sometimes that's what XI Gaming stands for. Fucking pain in the ass. Any closing thoughts this week, Dee?
Yes, I will never drink coffee.
You will. It is my goal. If anyone has read the blog this week about my thoughts on coffee,
Chris wrote a very good blog, actually. From a person who doesn't appreciate coffee at all, I thought it was a very interesting read. Some fun facts in there as well, as you did not know about coffee. Don't talk about the facts.
Let's leave out there.
Using that word very liberally, facts.
Some were, some weren't, and I kind of left it up to you to decide which were. I personally like the fact that it was discovered by a tribe.
Some tribe.
Let's say Mo. Another Simpsons reference. It is my goal to get you and Aisling drinking coffee by the end of the year.
I can drink coffee.
I've already said that if you wish to do a podcast where we're just drinking coffee, we will scrap all the ideas we've had for that podcast, and me and you will literally sit over a pot of coffee and talk about just whatever comes to mind, and that will be our podcast. And if you want to see that, comment, James, drink the coffee.
Gym strength.
No, coffee. Actually, just comment whatever.
I like the way it's a nice snappy little line as well.
But if you
gym strength that coffee.
But if you'd like to see that, just let us know, and I will get him the drink coffee. I swear to God,
I'll drink coffee. Like, I just won't enjoy it.
I want you to enjoy it.
But I won't.
But I want you to.
I've tried before. Remember in America, I had.
Oh yeah.
I asked for hot chocolate and fucking Dunkin' Donuts. Get your shit together. Get the hot chocolate machine working. He says I can give you like a caramel fucking chopper frapper, whatever the fuck it was.
Chopper.
And I was like, yeah, go on. I just because it's sweet, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
And no, the coffee ruined it. Like, couldn't have it.
Coffee ruined the caramel.
And I give it a good go. Like, I drank half of it. Like,
No, I think we should definitely do that. That'd be terrific. Have you any plans for this week, D? What are your upcoming plans?
Well, actually, I will be preparing to move to Belfast.
It's so disappointing to hear.
Okay, yeah.
So me and you have, in the space of 2 months, yeah, gone from living like a stone's throw. We've yet to measure that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. A
couple of stones throw from each other to moving further apart to now moving a city apart.
A city apart. Yeah, that's it. Mm. Although I imagine we'll probably see about the same of each other.
Yeah.
Because even when we lived a couple of stones throws away, I only seen you about once a week.
Two people.
Podcast.
Two cities. One heart. Brooklyn. I think that was it. I probably butchered that as well. So you're moving to Belfast, yep, the capital city of Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland. Now.
Up beside Ballymena.
Up beside Ballymena.
A stone's throw from Derry.
You're getting better at the geography, Chris.
Yeah, so it's going to make doing these a little bit more tricky at times.
I think it'll just make them more planned, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we should.
It'll be like, yeah, we're going to do it Saturday.
We have to do it on Saturday. Yeah. That's fair enough. But to be fair, the past couple of months, we've been pretty
regular.
Yeah, and we kind of want to keep like a certain consistency to what we're doing as well. Yeah. So expect like just kind of more content to keep coming. Subliminal messaging right there.
Yeah, comment.
More content to just keep coming. And we do want to stay as, what do you call that? Not professional, like
Perciferous
as possible. Although Shawnee, DJ Smack Lachlan, has said that we should definitely go up to do a LAM party in Belfast.
Should.
He will host.
Will he?
Because he is working up there at Yahtzee coffee shop.
Is it Yahtzee?
No, it's not.
It's not Yahtzee. We don't know that Yahoo?
It's like Yahoozle. Yahoozle coffee shop.
And don't believe it's a fucking scam. They're actually run by a multinational organization, though they seem independent.
That's right.
Yahweh.
And you don't want to know how they make their coffee.
Yeah.
But anyway.
They just use them 3-in-1 packs.
When I come. Let's go put them out of business. Whenever I come back from holidays, actually, we are going to have another LAN party. It'll be the February LAN party because we've got to keep them one a month. Even if it's only me and you, still LAN. Still current. And we're going to go for 12 this year. Boom.
That's awesome. Actually a good plan, actually. Yeah.
So I look forward to that. And also, we have to look forward to Dungeons & Dragons, which we actually didn't get to do on Friday past there because of the snow. And I really can't wait to jump into
Slay some dragons,
our first ever D&D read. I don't know, is it a read, a play?
It's a multimedia experience, Chris.
I can't wait, really looking forward to it. So in terms of what the plans are for this week, gotta get some more stuff recorded for the channel, hopefully get started with one of our series as well, D.
Mm-hmm.
Expect, just keep in touch, keep creeping our stories, because our viewer count and our stories is going up and up.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing new faces in, that's great to see, so I'm kind of...
Keep it.
I know I just rattle out a whole pile of absolute nonsense. Sometimes it's just a picture of, like, my dog. But, you know, thank you for staying tuned.
She's a pretty cute dog, to be fair.
Oh, she is. She's pretty cool.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll do that. We also got to play some snooker at my house as well.
For sure.
Got to break in that table a little bit.
When's the Masters? Soon?
It's at the minute.
It's on now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The final's tomorrow.
Fuck off.
I swear to God.
Tell you what, I used to stop watching TV and I missed that. I used to always see that.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, there's that as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll do that.
Yeah. That's
the plans for this week, D. We will hopefully get a Let's Play done, because we have to sit down and play a game together.
Yeah, we will.
Definitely.
You know what I wanted to mention as well?
What's that?
Did anybody see this fucking NFL thing?
Minnesota fucking Miracle terrific. Or something like that. That reminds me, I wanted to ask you as well.
It was fucking amazing.
Has the two teams who are playing in the Super Bowl been confirmed yet now? Or when is that actually
sure,
confirmed?
Not sure. No, I think the conference finals were decided. Actually, I think they're on this weekend, like tomorrow.
Yeah, so it'll be like decided tomorrow?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because I was thinking that's pretty close. That means Super Bowl is only 2 weeks away. I'm actually in America for Super Bowl Sunday, which I get to experience, and I don't know how that's going to go because I don't know. Is everything on shutdown in America for Super Bowl Sunday? Like, it's like a national holiday for them, is it not?
It's a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, but like everywhere, like just goes on standstill just for.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I really look forward to it.
You know, I think they make fuckloads of money on Super Bowl. Super.
Yeah, from people buying food before the Super Bowl starts.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Look forward to that. Got a lot of stuff to do at work. Got a lot of stuff to do outside of work in terms of. Well, I got to talk to you about a lot of stuff to do with the channel.
Oh, fuck.
We have some work to do. The book is now closed. The podcast is coming to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, remember you can find this podcast and all of our other podcasts over at youtube.com. Just search for Excite Gaming. Remember, you can find the audio version if you want to take us with you on the go. If YouTube just isn't comprehensible for you at the minute.
Comprehensible.
You can take us with you wherever you may be or wherever you listen to your podcast. Everyone is different, so I'm not going to specify where you should or should not listen to podcasts. I've gotten in trouble with that in the past. But yeah, take us with you on the go over at iTunes or Stitcher. What else, you can keep up to date with everything that goes on our Instagram. Just search for Excite Gaming. I think it's actually Team Excite there.
Team Excite, bro.
It's Team Excite there, or Excite Gaming on Facebook, or Excite Gaming on Twitter. And yeah, thank you very much for being a part of this. D, thank you for joining us in episode 34. Get in contact with your questions, theories, comments during the week. That's just about it, D. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.